Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. The lights were twirling. The siren was on. The police car was chasing this van and pulled over to the side of the road. The policemen got out. They're looking for drugs. They had the two guys get out, the driver and the passenger out, but spread eagle against the van as they searched for drugs. And a car came by and stopped suddenly, and a guy ran out and went spread eagle next to the other two guys, and he said, "Boy, I'm glad I can help. What's making this van tip over?" Clearly, the passerby, though he wanted to be helpful, he didn't have a clue of what was going on. And you know something? Sometimes we Christians forget the main reason. Sometimes we major and minors, we get the main reason we are here. You know, sometimes we come here for community and friendship, or we come here to learn about God, to read the Bible, to pray for loved ones, to learn right from wrong, because it's our church and we feel loyal to the church, because it's the right thing to do. And these are beautiful and wonderful reasons for being here, but they are not the main reason. They are not the main reason. What's the main reason? We're here today because God became incarnate in the Lord Jesus Christ, who grew and taught and healed and showed the way of God and died, like we all are going to die, like everybody does, except 3 days later, God raised Jesus from the dead. Jesus lives. That's why we come here on Sunday. This is the day of resurrection. This is a little Easter. We celebrate the risen Christ. And in that glorious action of God raising Jesus from the dead, we see that on the cross, Jesus took to himself our sin, our death, our fear, our law, our judgment, our punishment. He took all upon himself on the cross and gave us love. He didn't give in to hate or violence, but gave us unity and eternal life and courage and grace and forgiveness and kindness and the way of God. Martin Luther called it the Freilicha Wechsel, the happy exchange. God in his love in Jesus Christ lovingly took from us all that is negative and bad and gave us all that is positive and good. And because this is Martin Luther's birthday, November 10th, we celebrate what Luther taught us. We have good news that in Christ we are children of God. We are all children of the resurrection. We are all people of the new age that has dawned in Christ. We are the light of the world, as Jesus called us. We are the salt of the earth. And in the power of Christ's resurrection, one day, even death itself will be no more. It's a whole new way of experiencing reality. And God gives us his word, his holy sacrament, his pledge, his fidelity to be with us, the baptism and the holy communion he gives us. And this is his pledge to us, just like this wedding ring is my pledge to Joan, to be faithful to her and to love her for better, for worse, sickness, for unconditionally. God in Jesus Christ promises us that steadfast love. In Hebrew, it's called hesed. Steadfast love that will never end. He promises he'll be with us always and love us. And because we know we are blessed, every one of us is blessed by God, that God delights in us because of Jesus Christ, because God sees us through Jesus Christ, we are free. We are free to be his people, free to share the good news. Now, the Sadducees, they didn't get it. The Sadducees didn't believe in the resurrection. The Sadducees weren't asking questions to Jesus in today's reading to learn. They wanted to trap him. They wanted to trap him. They didn't believe that Jesus is the resurrection and the life, which we believe. So our lives, really, because of this, are, we got to look at our lives differently. Every one of us is a gift. God placed us in this time and in this place for a purpose, and that purpose is his love for us in Jesus Christ. And we then are children of God. We belong to God. Ed, you don't belong to Ed. Fred doesn't belong to Fred. Terry doesn't belong to Terry. We belong to God. And our center of our being, our souls, are centered not in ourselves, but in Christ. So we are called to live ex-centrically, out of ourselves, in Christ, because in Christ we find our meaning, in Christ we find our unity. So in Christ, we can be all we can be in Christ. We can be bold, we can be free, because Jesus said, in me, you will have fullness of life. He said, you will do greater things than I do because I am going to the Father and I'm giving you the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. So Jesus, in Jesus, makes us who we are, and we are free in Jesus to be a saint. Remember last week we talked about that? We're all saints in Christ. Or as Martin Luther said, now we are free to be Christ to another. Not like Christ, not to emulate Christ, although that's good, but the Spirit in us frees us for God to work through us to others, to be transparent to the transcendent God, to be Christ to our neighbors. That's why, after this service, we're taking time. You're welcome to come down, an intergenerational event, to go down and make little turkeys out of toilet paper rolls for our homebound people who can't be there, but we love them, and that they can be reminded that we can be a Christ to them. That's why you see all this food up here, because we love our neighbors, especially those who are less fortunate and won't have a wonderful Christmas meal. We can make, at least in a few people, the reality that Christ loves them, and we can make a difference. That's why we have our local food bank to help people that are hungry in our area, to help them know that Christ is alive and Christ works through us to love them. So as Luther said, be Christ, we are being Christ to the other. And as members of St. Paul's, we are making that Word of God become flesh in us, this Christ incarnation in us. There was a wonderful mystic back in the 16th century. He was a Dominican. His name was Meister Eckhart. And he said, what good is it that Jesus was born to Mary unless Jesus is also born to me? As that hymn goes, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. There is room in my heart for thee to work through you. You become God's eyes today. You become Christ's hands today. You become Christ's voice today. It's letting Christ work through you. Like one Christian woman described it, I still have to fight to be genuine, to struggle against the temptation to please people or gain other people's approval. But when things overwhelm me, I have a battle cry, Jesus is victorious. Jesus is in my mind. Jesus is in my heart. Jesus is in my soul. Jesus is in my body. Jesus is victorious for me and for the other person and for you. So now I can be Christ in doing things for others. She's not talking about doing things for others, she's talking about how you do things for others. It doesn't matter what it is. Some days I find happiness in babysitting or cleaning the house. Other days in preparing a meal for someone or doing their laundry. I am grateful whenever I get a chance to care for an elderly person. I still have scars, I'm sure, but I'm accepted as I am. I am justified by God's grace in Jesus Christ through faith. And being able to give myself to others, I have received a gift, and that gift is pure joy. Pure joy in Jesus Christ. Today, we celebrate that God raised Jesus from the dead. Jesus lives. Jesus is victorious. Today we are called to be Christ to others, to help them to see the living Christ working through you and me, and to use our time, our talent, our treasure, our energy in his service, to be Christ to your neighbor, because Jesus is the resurrection and the life, and we are the body of Christ. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.